based on a U.S. Supreme Court ruling barring executions of people with severe intellectual disabilities, Philadelphia Judge Teresa Sarmina replaced Bracey's death sentence with life without parole. First Assistant District Attorney Edward McCann disagrees with Sarmina, saying in a 1998 hearing, Bracey's own experts testified he was competent.
One testified that defendant's IQ score was, quote, 5 points higher than one would need to actually be classified as mentally retarded. A second flatly said defendant is not mentally retarded, quote. A third said that defendant's IQ score was in the borderline range rather than the mentally retarded range.
Mark Bookman of the Atlantic Center for Capital Representation, which helped with the case, says Bracey is a good example of what the Supreme Court had in mind.
What the court decided is that people that are intellectually disabled are less culpable of the crime that they commit. It doesn't mean that they're not to be punished. It doesn't mean they're not to be convicted. It simply means they are not to be executed.
There are nearly 200 people on death row in Pennsylvania. The Commonwealth last executed someone in 1999. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.